You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Mixon, Texans, might be nicked up. You know, the one thing that I can say that I think we've been really fortunate with the Commanders is you haven't lost anybody. Soft tissue injuries, nothing like that so far. Which is awesome, because the number one thing you need to have a successful training camp is to not lose anybody. And it's not always guaranteed. 757 is our next stop. Say hello to Brother Parlay.
Doc, how you doing, man?
Hey,
hell
man.
To the W.
Kicking it with the Buckeye, man. He's spending a lot of time around you-know-who. And so I'm gonna have to work on him. Yeah, he sounds just like that Willingham kid.
Yeah, I can hear him, man. I can hear it in him. Hey, listen, man. I'm going to say this. I don't live by Big Gravy's rules, so I'm going to give you the grade 8. I'm going to give you 4 for each division. Man, it always starts with Kansas City. Until they put that gold jacket on 15, it always going to start with Kansas City, man. Buffalo, Baltimore, Natty. Come out of the NFC, I got Philly, Washington, Dallas, Tampa Bay. To me, that's the grade 8 for contenders.
And repeat that again. Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, man. Joe Blow Burrow. I call him Joe Blow because he numb to it all.
No, I love weird, it, but baby. He got to play with a skeleton squad. He got to play with Scrooge as his GM. An owner, and their best defensive player now is at home. He's in somewhere in Florida, and it's the same crap every year. No matter how good his team is, it's always bottom line. Never Lombardi.
True that. But despite that, Joe Blow keeps him in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I ain't never gonna count Joe Blow out, man.
I'm with you. Look, no, I love it. I love his skill.
It took for Kansas City to have to tank that last game to keep them out. Yeah, they were scared to play them.
And you ain't lying. Mean? That was the best strategic move that was made in the entire season. Was look, getting the
how you
Bengals.
Beat a team without even playing them.
That's right. That was, boy, you caught that up. That was so strategic. I remember we talked about it that week. I go, ain't no way in you know where that Kansas City is going to allow Denver. No way. They ain't playing nobody.
Right. Yeah, right. Know? Hey, come on, man. and NFC, I got our division minus the Giants and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is the sleeper of the whole NFC, man. They've been doing this, you know, my man Todd Bowles down there, hell to the W, hell to the Redskins. I'm gonna say that for Todd Bowles. He's been doing this, doing a pretty good job for the past 3-4 years now. And,
yeah.
And they've been in the thick of things every year now. So at some point, they're going to take that next step up.
You know how it is. Had we really had strong ownership, we got a president of an organization in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and one of the best young coaches in the game in Tampa, and he even had a snail's chance of working here.
Right.
Yeah, so that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah. And they got Baker the Bulldog, man.
No question.
Man,
no.
Come on, man.
We speak the same language. Because
yeah, man.
Baker Mayfield, he won me over when he went to Columbus, Ohio. And he took that flag, planted that flag in the horseshoe. I screamed. Do you know the courage that he took?
And then
Wes, don't even think about it.
And then he wouldn't apologize.
And you ain't got no response, Wes. There's nothing you can say.
How many natties he have?
Huh?
How many national championships does he have?
How many flag plans did he have in Columbus, Ohio?
Whatever. You know, did Ohio State win it that year?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
And they got the flag planted on him. And they wanted him to apologize. He told them that, you know what he could do with his apology. He ain't apologizing for being the best.
That was crazy.
As far as that Giants thing go, man, listen, for everybody in the division, I'm excited for, especially the Giants. I'm biased because 95, 97, 98, 99% of my family are Giants fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me and my brother were the Black Sheep. You know what I mean? So I'm always ready for the Giants, man. And as Command Washington fans, we should be ready. They're in our division. Can't sleep on nobody. I don't care what the record is. You know what I mean? I remember back in the day, there was like 0-14, 0-15 dynasty that came in here and spanked us.
There you go.
You know?
Bragging rights is the best fuel.
Nobody.
It's the best fuel.
Right,
it's bragging rights. Homecoming game. Anytime that there's something that has legacy attached to it. And so I hope our people are ready. This is going to be a test. I don't worry about DQ. He'll get our people mentally in the right frame of mind. That's what these practices are all about. It's about the way he's going about it. Man, I can't see anything I would change.
Hey, listen, man. Here's the key. I talk about Kansas. I said it always starts with 15 out in Kansas City. But you know what? We got 5, baby. So as long as 5 is ready to play, you know what I mean? I don't care what DQ out there doing. You know, the team believe in 5. So if 5 is ready to play, the team will be ready to play, man. You know what I mean? So let's start out 1-0. That's where I'm at. I'm on week 1. You know, so all that other talk, you know what I mean? All that stat, training camp. I'm with you, Doc. Just stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's work. Let's work hard. It's hot out here. Let's get in shape. Work hard.
Yeah.
Get ready for
the scrimmage.
Giants coming in. Every
you know who you scrimmage.
Let's come out with a W.
You know who you scrimmage. Ravens, Patriots. Yes, that's all you need.
Patriots. Hey, but I ain't worried about that. We talking about practice. We talking about practice.
Practice in full pads, full speed is as close to a game as you get till kickoff.
And you look at the coach they got over there out in New England, Vrabel.
Dog.
He ain't coming out there to play games neither.
No, he's a dog.
So you're gonna get some work.
Yeah.
Better bring your lunch box. You're gonna get some work. Good work.
Feel that. All right, brother. Good hearing your voice, man. Keep it real. And pads, well, not all pads, but at least helmet, shoulder pads tomorrow. Full metal jacket, that would have to be put them on Tuesday. I think the first practice is Tuesday. I'm going to confirm that because that's must-see. Must-see. And we'll be all over there. Appreciate you, Polly. Been a rough day for you, Buckeye, but you're learning.
I'm itching to defend Ohio State here.
How can you defend?
Do you know why?
Getting toe up from the flow.
Because no one ever talks about 2016, the year prior, when they go into Oklahoma and win 45-24, and they just walk out of the stadium like nothing happened. Walk in the park for Ohio State the year before, but no one ever talks about that.
You know, you have another Linnell tendency. You tend to have amnesia and a great memory all within the same conversation. That's good. That's interesting. I know your teachers were thrilled. They gave you a gift at graduation. Because I know you made them work for it. I mean, you definitely made them work for it.
I did.
Yeah, you made them.
When I got a B, I asked why. Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not an A?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Is this what you really wanted to put down next to my name? I could hear you now. And it might have worked. I guarantee it worked more than it failed.
I had a 4.0 my last semester in college.
I believe that. You're a high IQ guy. Yeah. But I tell you what, keep hanging around Willingham. That's all I'm saying. Okay. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. No, you know what? We love Linnell. So somebody going to take it wrong.
That's why we talk about him so much.
That's why. Yeah, because he's a ball of joy, and he is super entertaining. I tell you what, I watched AEW with moms last night, and Cassidy was on. I don't know how does wrestlers survive. How do you survive a chair?
A chair? Like when someone slams
it. When they swing a chair.
Well, is it a real chair? Because you know there's like sugar glass that you can throw at somebody and just shatters. It's not actual glass.
So you're saying it's not a real chair?
It's not a real chair.
Thank God.
No.
I don't know if people would be damaged. It's just, I saw for about 30 minutes the most brutal, I mean, just straight, and you know what? It's better than going to the circus because the skill that it takes to pull that off and the level of entertainment, I'm going thumbs up. I couldn't believe it. You never know who wins. They pat 3 count on a guy, and then his buddies roll in and jack you up, and it's just amazing. Some of it is really, really, really amazing. Are you a wrestling guy?
I am not.
Okay.
I had, you know, some friends in high school that wrestled, but.
No, that's intercollegiate wrestling. That's like Greek Roman. That's
you're talking about collegiate.
I'm talking about WWE. No. Okay.
Because where would I watch that locally? Like within the DC area, like in person?
Oh, in person? Unless, I don't know when the last. Oh, WrestleMania, Chris Russell. Whenever you need to know, Chris Russell, among his many talents. He's got a great podcast. What are doing WWE? And it's a joke. I mean, I've been watching since 60. My mom she's still watching at least 3 to 4 hours of this stuff, damn near daily.
Oh, it's all over social media.
It's everywhere now. And I remember back to Bobo Brazil days and it's interesting.
I got a text from another Big Ten guy. He wants your insight on Michigan State football.
Insight coming out of a spring that I have no idea till they get into camp what they have, because most of my focus is on top 10. Are they in the top 100?
Not after last year.
No, that's what I say. They fell off the map.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they played Bama in 2016.
Yeah. And I just didn't realize at the time. The thing about California is so strange is that I fell in love with a place that they play their games in Alaska. And as soon as the light came on in my head that it's freezing in Michigan, I changed those thoughts immediately.
Big Ten country.
Yeah, Big Ten country. And you're bragging because you didn't have to deal with it.
No, but I'm good with the cold. I actually, you ever been to Blacksburg, Virginia, right? You've been to Blacksburg?
Yeah, I've done games in Blacksburg.
Have you walked through the drill fields during a windy day?
Man, they
are in a valley.
That stadium was, we did the game with the Lightning. Did they cancel it? Maybe did. No, Blacksburg weather is crazy.
It's insane.
It is beyond. But their home crowd, when Sandman drops.
Oh, yeah.
You can't compare with that.
Oh, no.
Nobody can touch it.
People talk about comparing that to Clemson. Like, no way.
No way. I did ACC 14 years. No way.
Yeah.
Sandman, Tech, monster.
But the thing is, after Enter Sandman, what?
Well, I mean,
what is there?
I covered the Vic era, so it was crazy. So, I covered him in the bowls. I covered the West Virginia Virginia Tech game is still in my top five. In my top five college football games in person, that's it. That's one of them. It's top five. Florida State in Charlottesville when the Wahoos tapped that tail and broke that streak. Priceless.
All right, so in this day and era of college football, what does a program like Virginia Tech need to do?
Well, you got to keep the best players in your region home. You got to be able to get people that pass rushers, quarterbacks, backs, receivers. I mean, it's the same old thing. Remember Beamer Ball?
Oh, yeah.
They were number one in what? Teams. So you got to be, you have to be elite in some category. And when you have a school, they've had NFL stars at several positions out of Tech. They have an unbelievable home field advantage when it's there. But it showed you Beamer Ball was different. And they're still chasing that. You're lucky to ever have anything great in your environment. But once you get it, you got to maintain it. Coach Locks just came out and said he didn't have a feel of the locker room, but I was told. I got to hear it come out of his mouth. But that honesty is real. If I'm a parent, I accept that. Now what you going to do about it? We'll talk about that after the break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Intel?
I thought you said you had some collegiate intel, something that might shake the college football vertebrae. Okay, I thought maybe you might be bluffing. All right.
Was this like a...
I thought you might have had an update. And maybe I was hoping that you had something, some more intel. Maybe that was just me thinking out loud.
Oh, well, I mean, for Virginia, I talked about what happened at Virginia Tech.
Right.
The allegations.
Right.
Better way to put it.
And you were up to speed on it?
Yeah, I saw it this morning. Well, I mean, it was nothing confirmed just yet for Virginia Tech, but apparently there was a coach on the sideline recruiting, and that's obviously illegal.
Yeah. Mm.
But I think the statement that came out, the coach, let's see here, he said, thank God he went to UVA, and UVA is going to beat the smoke out of them other folks. I don't know. That hasn't really happened for UVA the last couple of years against Virginia Tech.
No. I thought that was big news. That's not kind of – is that big news?
Is that big news? I mean, college football has been kind of quiet. I know it's 4 weeks until we kick off college football. I think week one. Yeah, it should be.
But, you know, you don't play Central Ohio this year.
So does every team. At least – I mean, look at Indiana. Indiana's purpose – they canceled their home series – against UVA. Why would they do that? UVA sucks.
Oh, that's not nice. That is really not that. That is really nice. You could have said that UVA is in transition.
Well, I graduated from
I understand. 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 But that was strong. I dug that rivalry. It was it was fun. It was fun. I like it. The one that's really been quieted is, I don't know how much teeth it had, and I always thought it was serious, was Maryland and UVA.
Maybe more basketball.
But, yeah, and then like West Virginia and the Terps. It you know, really comes down to, I always like the squads that nobody likes you, that everybody's damn near rival. And you just, I don't know if Indiana, or who will be the next Indiana, but you got to admit, that was done with swag.
What Indiana did?
Indiana's deal. That's hard to do. He did it. And he did it really with taking his JMU team.
Yeah, he did.
He got them to travel, upgrade everything. And he is, Scagnetti is somebody that I really, he'd be a great interview, even though he doesn't appear to be real comfortable doing it.
Even on College Game Day, the game before they played Notre Dame, like a couple hours before Notre Dame, he was quite cocky.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He just said, Google me. And that was just that was the line. And had they played better on teams against you, they might have shocked the world then. But they can't give Ohio State. You can't give
them. Well, it wasn't close.
Early on, before they broke the punt return. So you speak through scarlet and gray eyes.
That was 7-0. It was a 7-0.
It was. They punted. I could feel that was going to be a game till you popped it.
Well, that was Ohio State every year. They were the 80th ranked team in scoring in the first quarter. Ohio State was first.
I get it.
In the second quarter.
But you're talking through. I'm talking to you as an analyst, not as a fan. You didn't see Indiana had a good start until.
They were a good start. And I mean, then Will Howard threw a pick in the red zone.
Right.
And then they stopped us on the goal line.
Right.
But okay, then our defense.
Okay, so you did see the game. All right, good.
Of course I watched the game.
I thought you read the press clippings from your athletic department afterwards. And that's when Scagnetti, they don't have enough players.
That we scored, it was 3rd and 28.
Right.
And we got the first down.
Yeah, well, that's Ohio State.
Well, that's the thing.
You have a receiver.
We started slow. Akron was beating Ohio State at one point during the season.
And that can happen. I do say that you have the best wide receiver.
Well, yeah.
On the planet.
Even EA Sports agrees with that.
And I love watching him work. Yeah, he's a dog. Flat out D-O-double-G, which is good. Now we'll see. With Chip gone, I mean, it's interesting. You're not the same unit.
No. This
so you do admit that. Okay, good.
Well, yeah, I mean, new OC, new DC.
Oh, so you are realistic.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually having this conversation with my dad yesterday.
Okay.
I was like, because I was watching.
Well, you realize Media how Day. Many similarities me and your father have to our angles that we both can see. I know you've noticed that.
Yes.
That's the first reference you've made to me and your dad. So I understand what he's dealing with. And
okay. I mean, he has seen Ohio State at a low, though.
Yeah.
The lowest I saw was when Luke Fickell was the coach.
Yeah.
Between Tressel and Urban.
But have you been in the big house for that game, or have you just been in Horseshoe?
Yeah, I have not been to Ann Arbor.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to cease dialogue with you concerning this matchup until you do that, because I just assumed that you'd been baptized.
Well, it's tough.
You really haven't been baptized.
It's far.
Because you're not really all in until you visit the visitors.
Well, I got to make – because, okay.
Oh, obviously, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying. If you want to know how to do it right, you know, I'm just saying.
I plan on doing it eventually. You know, the problem is it's near Thanksgiving. So I'm down in Georgia, South Carolina during Thanksgiving. So it's kind of far from.
That sounds like a personal issue. And I'm trying to seek what relevance it has to what we're talking about.
It's a long drive. You know, I got to see my family.
Oh, so there's an obstacle. So it's not that important to you. It's just something that you kind of want to do. But it's not on your hit list.
Yes, it's on my hit list.
No, because you've been with your family for 22 years, and you've never been to Ann Arbor to see Ohio State, Michigan.
Well, I don't see my family, like the family I see in Thanksgiving, once a year, some of them.
Okay. Hey, you're not the first guy to present excuses to me. I get it. I understand.
It's not excuses. I'm just being realistic. Then the next day, I got to get back to school. All the way back to Virginia.
Okay. All right. Well, it hadn't hit that point in your life where it's that important. So I understand.
People react to
things that really matter to them.
No. You see, you're twisting my words.
No, I'm not twisting anything. You're giving me all the ammunition I need. You're being honest. I'm just being honest back.
I'm now in the point in my life where I don't have to. School is not in the way of me traveling to any game I want. Like, this is my school now, you know, running the board, talking to you.
You know, let's go to break on that, because I know we're confusing the hell out of people. Now, that is Wes, DOC. We're here with you on 106.7, The Fan, in overtime, and having a good old-fashioned time, because we're in the midst of football camps, and it's not just the NFL, it's also collegiate. Let's get after it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know why? Because Ricky accomplished what I think every player that comes into this league on their wish list. He was a beast at the University of Southern California. He's a Trojan. And the dude was almost impossible to tackle. And he did what anybody that's made it in this league at least had that dream about, that they'd like to accomplish that. And that is to win a Super Bowl in his first year, his first season. And I've reached out to him because our running back room is nice, but we got to have a closer. We got to have big things out of that room. And that's a lot of responsibility. And we've got talented people in there. If he's able to explain that, because I want you to get educated on it. Because he knocked off your team, your boys, too. So I figured it'd be two of us dealing with you on a level that cool that thing.
I will. I'll be able to.
Or get Chad GPA and ask him or her to answer that. But don't you think it's a good I mean, it's probably very, 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 very rare. I love Eckler. I love B-Rob. B-Rob, he was on with Brother Finley. I just like this kid so much, and I have to keep telling myself, the man got shot and played the same season. As a father, I don't know if I would have okayed that or thought that was the right thing to do. This dude played for Nick. Got shot and played in that same year. And I think he is, and I agree with Linnell on this one. I do think he's in a position to have that kind of year that this team needs him to have. The less it's all JD5 and the more you spread it out, the better your chances are to be where you want to be in the playoffs. Now, that's a fact. Because if you want to know who people probably spent the most time in film rooms, coaches' offices, figuring out how to break down, who you think that might be?
Like position-wise?
Position-wise.
Running back.
Five. Who do you think people studied the most? Bad question there. Who do you think in the NFL in the offseason, who consumed the most time and brain power of opponents trying to figure out a way to control and to stop?
I mean, the quarterback position wouldn't be a bad guess.
Five. As an individual, I'm willing to bet he consumed more time than any other player in the league from a defensive standpoint as they analyzed, in case we play him, let's take a look at him. What would you do if we had the people to do what we think takes? Because if you look at him, how do you break him down? He sits in the pocket. He can throw right or left. He can make you miss. He's got more and more accurate across the middle as the season progressed. And he can drop a dime in a bucket 60 yards away. So how do you defend that? You don't defend that. Yeah, and if I get 32, he'll respond. He may be. He also makes these sweet potato pies.
Yummy.
From retail. Oh no, he's good. He's good. He's my favorite Trojan, and I'd love him to educate you on this. It'd be good in our audience because he's really good at it. And we'll get him. If not today, we'll get him next day. But we'll get him. He's definitely in high demand because he's a good dude. Same thing with Kenny Jenkins, who I reached. Kenny was a hell of a return guy, hell of a back, hell of an athlete. You know, if you're a young man and you're in high school, what does it say about you if you play shortstop and running back?
You're athletic.
Yeah, you're a freak. You got a little freaky in you. Because by position, it just tells us that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why the crossover and the specialization, now what young people do, so many young people go to these academies, go down to Florida, and they're just thrown in with a bunch of other alphas. And I can't even imagine how that is. I do have a young friend who's 14, and I'm able to watch through his father what he's going through, and he's clearly top 10 in the country at his age. He's a cyborg. That's interesting. He won't tell you this. He was relieved. He was happy. No parent can admit.
My mom, at three probably to play, more.
That they don't. You want them to play. You're proud that they're playing. But point of you, I tried to push mine to football. To baseball, rather. They gravitated to football. Okay. I tried to save you. Tried to warn you. It's almost impossible with these young kids with the electronics that came out when they were growing up to not want to play football, Madden, all the things that were out and around. But that's why now I'm educated more so about the youth programs and baseball. Baseball also has, I call it like going through the desert. And your gas gauge is broken. And it's called the minor leagues. Because you're going through a journey, you have no idea when it's going to stop, when it ends. That has got to be very difficult mentally. Whereas if you're a beast in high school in football, or basketball, you just go, boom, you're at a university, somebody's patting you on your back, they're inviting you to some place with great food. You can never be able to afford bingo. And now with NIL, I mean, minor league baseball, I want to go be stuck out in some city that has no air conditioning and flies. I don't know. It's something to think about. 544 here in the nation's capital, overtime, DOC and Wesley. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Got good news for you. Rain delay is over. Divas 14, St. Louis Slam 6. 14-16 to go third quarter. And that's, we like that. Wouldn't it be hot to have the D.C. Defenders as champions and then the D.C. Divas as champions?
And then the Commanders.
And then the Commanders. Well, yeah, that'd be really...
And then Nationals.
We got to get you out. Well, yeah, we got to get you out to a Divas game. And I take it you've never been.
No, I have not.
Okay.
Several Defenders games, but.
Yeah, no, Defender. Yeah, the old snake.
Not women's.
And getting it done with a new coach in the first year is just, more the odds on that. But that's good. That's a great thing is the Divas run defense right now is not resisting much, but I'm glad that they are up. What's your gut tell you about a Curly W's tonight?
Up in Minnesota?
No, it's not Minnesota. It's Minnesota.
Yeah, well, last week I told
you. Let's be respectful.
Well, remember last week I said they were going to win. And then they lost in 11. No, they lost to.
And who did I put you in the category of?
Probably the now.
Yeah, there you go. Big L. Just because you say it doesn't mean it's going to come become reality.
Well, I just want to be optimistic.
All right. All right.
But what do I think tonight? I mean, they're not going to beat Joe Ryan. I think that's pretty simple.
So you predict quiet bats?
Once again.
Again, yeah.
Yes.
I used to refer to sleepy bats.
Sleepy bats.
They're sleepy.
That's a good.
They're sleepy bats.
That's a good one. Yeah. But yeah.
No, well, my pet peeve is call strike three. Bat on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. Hope we don't see about that. Have you investigated this? Do you care enough to have anybody on your list that's untradeable, that you would not want to consider in a deal?
That's untradeable would be, obviously, James Wood. That goes without saying.
Okay.
C.J. Abrams. I want to see more. And you then so much better than he is now. I think he's.
Does he have to get better, or did he have to give him more run support? I love it how hard you are.
He
on
has
pitchers.
To get better. No, he has to get better.
Okay, right.
He does.
Okay,
I mean he goes out there and he'll give up six runs. Like it happens.
Yeah, early.
Yes.
Yeah, early. Yeah, you're right. See, I'm of this belief that at this point, when you have a team that shows me they can't win collectively, damn near everybody's expendable.
Yes.
If you offer me something that I know I can't get outside any other means, I have to consider it.
Mackenzie Gore is doing well. I mean, he has a 3.5 ERA, so he's given up some runs. I'm just nervous that next year he'll have a 4.1 and his trade value goes down.
But don't we get another arm next year? Well, I don't know. I thought he was coming back this year. You see, it's strange. Do I really want to test my arm? If I know I'm not in it.
It doesn't really matter. If you
okay.
It doesn't really, I guess it does not matter if you trade him, Mackenzie Gore. Because it's not like all of a sudden next season you're going to have James Wood, three James Woods on the team.
No, that's not going to happen. Maybe not three. But. Yeah, this is where baseball can become so complicated.
Well, the problem is the drafting. Brady House was in the minors for a year too long. He went to several future games.
Does that mean that he doesn't have it or they picked the wrong guy?
Well, that would be both.
Okay.
But, I mean, obviously he's a bust. That's too early. But I'm just saying.
You know, I'm just thinking about baseball and how many people in the organization are employed. How many people do you have totally employed in your organization throughout your farm system? All the people with every staff, there's a training staff. Every training staff, there's an equipment staff. There's all these staff. How many people, and I've never asked this question before, are totally involved within an organization in baseball?
It's a good amount, but the Nationals have one of the least amount of staff.
They may not be at the top, but I was wondering if there is a happy medium for that, because I'm curious about how do they get
like
better.
Total?
Yeah, or do people like the Dodgers out, they exhaust you financially with players. Are they exhausting you with their internal system as well?
Probably, yes. Because there's not enough. There's not enough employees.
But you don't know either.
I don't know the actual total.
I'm going to ask Grant. Because that's something that I really and truly do want to know. Because these systems are big, man. That's a lot of people within the organization. And then if you don't win and you have to rebuild, and you don't have the tools it takes, you could be in trouble. But we'll figure that out on the other side. Six o'clock straight up in the nation's capital. And if you were wondering who Brother Wesley thinks will go to the Super Bowl, his top six teams are Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Philly, and the Los Angeles Rams. So I'm not the only person to feel that it's odd that the defending Super Bowl champions would be at five when they've lost, had no injuries, no coaching, significant coaching changes or movement. So I think you just randomly did this, but some people with high IQ that are fortunate to have high IQ are going to actually think that you did this on purpose. So they would like to now know what your theory is based upon.
No, that was not in order.
Oh, it was not in order.
No.
So now that you, that was smooth, nice move. Hey, I get to give a move. No, that's a move.
Because I did, if you notice, I did the AFC first.
There's no way in the world that if I asked a question about your top six teams to go to a Super Bowl, you're not going to start with the defending champion.
Well, look at the top team. My first four Buffalo teams are AFC.
Yeah, okay.
So I did AFC and NFC. So it was in order.
No. You've worked, once again, you brilliantly worked your way out of the debate.
Thank you.
But it's not sufficient to a master class instructor. Okay.
Sorry, Professor.
And so this is, you have to say in your mind, your subconscious, you're not sold on Philadelphia all the way.
To go back to back?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's my man. That's my point. That you just did that without even me asking you. Like, yeah. When Kansas City wins, usually very few people dispute the fact that they're going back.
It's just so hard.
Right. Yeah. But you do not have Philadelphia in your subconscious as being good enough to do it again.
I would think that I would have Baltimore winning it before Philly wins it again.
I would say because Kansas City has been there, no one would think less of Pat. But no. they'll never let Lamar in the room. He can't go ringless in his career and not have it affect his post-playing days.
Correct.
Because he's so talented. But is it going to be but? Even money can't change that, as Coach Sheehan would say, scenario.
So is he the Mike Trout of NFL right now?
He better hope he isn't. Mike Trout is loaded with game, but you can't explain it.
No, you cannot.
And what you can't explain, is he loyal? Or is he, who would stay with the Angels?
Not me.
No, I wouldn't either. I would try to find a way. Now, again, it's in.
You'd go next door.
Well, like Shohei. Shohei's people, they don't have to speak the language to be smart. They figured it out.
Yeah.
Anaheim. Rendon. Hell of a play. It's just unlucky. He didn't play bad. He was broken up. It's strange, man. It's like an abyss. And again, because of my age, Jim Fregosi, all those guys, I go way back and it was the Big A and having a ballpark 20 minutes from your home is kind of cool, but they could never beat Los Angeles out of it. I like your six. I'm going to analyze your six because I think you did it on the cuff. Now, Buffalo, we get a guy who we have revered here. We're excited to have him. We think he's going to help our defense change how they're perceived. And you telling me he walked away from your pick to go to a Super Bowl?
Jalen?
To come here and rush the passer? Because that's what just happened here in Washington. We picked up a gentleman from the Bills.
Yes.
Who left the team that you think is going has a top chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, how old is he now, though? I mean, you've already seen
he's old enough to make a difference here to where we're coveting him. He rolled him out on his own.
To make a difference, but you've already seen the decline in his performance.
But a guy that declines from where he was at is still better than most that are climbing up. Something has to be answered. You can't just have them both ways.
So you,
this is a team you say is going to the Super Bowl, and I'm asking you, do you find it kind of strange that a man would leave that to go to a team?
I think the confidence of Josh Allen is better than JD5's, what he can do right now. His experience.
And it shouldn't be. Shouldn't it be?
Well, that's why I would trust Josh Allen.
Championship game?
To the, you know, not the Super Bowl.
But JD5 has been as far as he's been, and he did it in 1 year. If you really want to get down and dirty.
Well, not as many times.
He can only do it the one time he gets a chance to.
He also doesn't. He didn't have to play Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, but the Super Bowl champion is chopped liver. So he had to go through the Super Bowl champion. You're good. You really are. It's just not even fair. Because you should be getting some wins. As good as you are at this, but you're never going to do that now. And I don't want to discourage you. Because you got a lot of potential. You got a lot of potential.
I can't think of the NBA. There was a guy in the NBA. He won like 3 championships in a row, but he was the bench player all 3 years. That's what this reminds me of. He never really played. But he
three-peated.
Obviously. I'll have to look it up. But to your question about baseball operation roles in the MLB, I looked it up. It's 100 to 135 employees full time.
135. A lot lower than I thought.
Then it says legit baseball operation roles. So you're talking about scouting, player
development. Yeah, I want to know everything. 135 per organization. Is there a limit? Is there a cap?
No, there wouldn't be a cap. They just, why would you pay 6 guys to do the same job?
Well, how many do the Dodgers have? Who'd you check on? Is that team specific?
This is average.
Okay, average. All right.
So, like R&D, 12 to 15, player development, 20 to 60 to 70, scouting, amateur, pro, and international.
Yeah, because like the Dominican, there might be 5 teams.
Yeah, they but have you'll have like the scouts, probably like 10 scouts just over there. In like the DR and Puerto Rico.
Right.
20 to 35, and then MLB operation roles, 15.
That is, and we've been told that the Nats have been way under everybody's numbers in almost every category.
Yes.
There's certain areas or levels of devices and things they don't even practice with. They haven't bought in. Does that change in your mind?
Like they should. Change what
does it change right now? They don't stick the toe in the water, they don't put the whole foot in it.
It's got to change,
okay?
Do they have they don't have a choice, in my opinion. I mean, scouting, how can you be good without scouting? You can't just be, you can't be a farm system the rest of the MLB.
So, Rizzo had a knack, Rizzo was doing his own thing his own way
when Ted was around.
Oh, yeah, because Ted was.
Because Ted would spend money.
Yeah, Ted was, okay.
Mark doesn't do that.
But, okay. That's not what we really want to deliver to the people, but the truth is the truth.
So
he's more into the building. He's more to the side of the family business.
Yes.
And I can't even, I'm not mad at him for that. But then why don't you sell it?
Well, that's what the reports have been coming out. If you're not going to do it for the city, then just get out.
Yeah, get out. Sell it and go run real estate.
You made your money.
Yeah.
Made a lot of money. Do your real estate. Focus on that.
Got a rock for life.
You have, your dad's name is in the stadium. Right across, behind home plate.
Yeah.
Ted Lerner. You won a World Series. You had your All-Star game weekend.
Did a hell of a job. Yep. Yeah, did a hell of a job.
Next up.
No, I like that. It's a good move. What say you? Would you just like to see the Nats just decide to say, look, it's been sweet. We appreciate where we were and where we're at. We're going to get out of this and go full-time into what we like, what we love, and we're going to allow you to get a pit bull in here that's really to, that's ready to, you know, sever skin, bleed, and try to build this thing up so that we can be highly competitive. But it's not easy. And it's real easy to talk about someone else's money as opposed to your own. But I wonder right now, are we prepared to go through a tough times? Or are we looking forward to flip this and get new life? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'd be tickled to death to hear from you when it comes to this baseball proposition. We know where we're at. We're moving in the right direction. I even think, look, I had my best. This is my best month in how I felt about the Le Boulet. I was not happy with my first glance in summer league. They won me over. You know why they won me over? Effort, defensive intensity, blocking shots. And I go, okay, good. That's all I was asking. Just give me some effort. Give me. Make it seem like it really matters, and the Wizards have done that for me. I'm promising. How many games does that mean they'll win? I have no idea, but I do know this. They're not going to be an easy out right now. I see something now worth that I can get into. Now, with the Nats, and they had me going because I'm looking at one guy smashing the ball, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, what do we have something here? We thought, there's a moment I thought we had three to four All-Stars. That diminished. And so I want to know, where are we going? Is this just ownership hold on us? 1-800-636-1067. Who we have on one? Is that Ian?
Arian.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I was listening to you guys just recently. I was listening to you guys, mm-hmm. and I heard that was it stated that Jaden Daniels could perform on the same level as Josh Allen in the playoffs, or you would rather have Jaden Daniels over Josh Allen in the playoffs?
Jaden Daniels was in the conversation. He said, I've seen Josh ball out and not win in four shots. I've seen this young man go one for one and getting into the game. So,
okay.
And so, with a less team, less talented squad. So, of course, I'm more interested in five. I've seen, and Josh was that guy, but he hadn't gotten the job done.
Okay.
I've seen him fail too many times. So, I'm going to take the guy with one shot that went one for one over a guy going one for four. What say you?
Okay. Now, me personally, I definitely understand where you're getting at, but to say that Josh Allen is the one failing his team would be a stretch.
No.
When
I don't
you
think
look
he's
at
the
his
one.
Performance.
No. He's not the one failing. As a matter of fact, he's had some heroic comes back. He has been runner-up of the year. I mean, the dude has been fine. But guess what? He didn't win. That's the difference between him and Pat. That's the difference between him and Houdini in Baltimore. Is that Josh wins more than Houdini. He actually wins more than Houdini. But they're both freaks of nature. And I get where you're coming from.
Sure.
There's nothing to be derogatory about. But I got to go with a guy that went one for one over a guy one for four or one for five.
Well, when you look at the Redskins team, you look at the Buffalo team, whose team would you say had way – which team would you say had more talent?
Buffalo.
As far as the wide receiver core,
you've been in championship play now for 5 years. You've been elite.
Through him himself, though.
No, I've watched it. This team was in last place.
Now, Jaden Daniels has taken the Commanders, and he has made a spectacle of the team, and he's made them a playoff contending team for probably the next 8 to 10 years, right? Josh Allen has taken a team that has had a support cast of
the Backyardigans, and he has taken them to the playoffs continuously.
Yes.
And he's still, outside of just taking them to the playoffs, he is the sole reason that they are doing what they are doing.
And I agree with you. And now that they're running the ball, see, I don't like the way they run. I don't like the way they've handled it. I think you're too much him. I want more running game. If it were me, they haven't protected him. And, but that's just me. But I don't, it's not him versus Jaden. I love the kid. I think Josh is an absolute beast, but he should run less. He should run less as a quarterback. The team should run more in their running game. So I do not think you're well coached. I don't like a lot of things that they
do. That's perfect. I like
him.
The way you just put that.
Yeah, I love what he brings to the table. I don't like the way you operate. If we had, exactly. And I the say coaching. We, when I say we, if this group here had your offense, they'd be world champions.
Exactly. If Buffalo had the coaching that the Commanders had,
you'd be world champions.
Exactly.
Yeah, you'd be exactly.
And I think Jaden Daniels is put in the best situation to showcase just how talented he really is, because your coaching staff, they put him in a great position to just showcase how much of a star he actually is.
Yeah, and you guys have had some now, key injuries on defense, or you'd even be better. No, Buffalo is it's a beast, and you control your environment very well. You got home field advantage the later you play. Watching people come in there and shrivel up is fun. But anyway, no, good deal. We're not opposed. We're on the same page. I just don't like the way you operate. You're operated. I think here they're superior to you staff-wise. Have a good day. We appreciate you calling. It's and we don't always agree, but you know, the debate format is what it's all about. So we go, I think, you know, you know what? Wes has done a hell of a job today. He really hope you guys give him some love on social, because I don't want him to feel like today was a defeat. We'll be right back. It was quite a thrill to have 757 step in here with us today. And Pauly, G from the shop, I'm starting to get a little concerned. I know that he usually doesn't get up. He's like Dracula. He usually doesn't get up until 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Have you heard from G from the shop recently?
No, I have not. You said he wakes up at 4?
Yeah, usually around 3 or 4. Yeah, he's a vampire. I mean, he's up all night.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. But I because we are family, you know, I want to make sure that all of our people are around. And then camp brings out such a festive group. I remember the Carlisle crowds. It's way too old for you, but your father may have enjoyed it. Camp is fun for everybody but the campers. It's cool for everybody but them. Now, they know it's a necessary part of it. Everybody's got to go through it. But there's nothing fun about it. You got to get through it. And there's nothing like the last week and the last day when you know that you survived it, even though the rules are different now.
And that's because of, like, weather?
No, it's prehistoric. They didn't want to kill people.
The two days?
They backed off with hitting, backed off with time. We went 3 a days.
3 a days.
Yeah, 3 a days. I know every group wants to sound like, well, back in my day, we chewed wood. No. Vermeil, when he was with us at UCLA, he was clearly insane. He did the same thing in the pros, but the one thing coming to the he won. Joe Gibbs, we won. That Wednesday night practice, it was ingenious because it was cooler. Like, if you know, now they've moved some times up, like 8 a.m. They might even move to 7:30, 7 a.m. Because you want to give your guys a chance. Because that weather, man, even though you're conditioned for it, the reality of it, when you are working out, nobody's hitting you. Nobody's slugging you in your stomach. Nobody's pushing you from behind. It's the stress that is related to contact. This is a different animal. If you go one-on-one, or you're on the outside, corner versus wide receiver, no safety in the middle, you can be smooth. You can have your socks all pulled up. Put a safety in the game now. Now, what has to go into your mind is that I could be knocked the you-know-what out. Changes your approach. That's why I can't evaluate things unless I know what circumstance it took place in. Was it thud tempo? Was it all out? Was it a scrimmage against the Ravens? Scrimmage, that's why I love the scrimmages. Even though they don't bulldog your nose because they want to keep everybody, both teams, fresh, you don't give a hoot about the guy across the line from you.
There'll be fights.
You care about your brothers on your squad, even though you're trying to make a team. But, man, I love it when there's a group of other guys. That's why the DC Defenders, you'll never really have an appreciation for how difficult it was to do what they did. They fly to the games from Texas together. Can you imagine? Hey, man, what those guys did was incredible. But it may give them the financial viability to sustain the league.
Oh, yeah. For DC? For sure.
For the whole league.
The whole league.
Yeah, because the farm system for the NFL would be great so guys can play, making a living, and having that whole year to deal with it. But they are in the same location in Dallas. Same plane. I just, to me, that is so crazy, but it's reality. It may be the reason why the league survives. Have you been to a?
Yes. This was the.
Okay.
I went back in 2020. It was the first game. Cardale Jones was the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
National champion.
Yeah.
And then when they came back, this was the first year I didn't go to a game. Weather and then also school.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
good.
But
I watched the games at.
Yeah, no, I love it. Update, St. Louis Slam is now ahead of the D.C. Divas, 19-14, 11:49 to go in the fourth quarter as they the Slam face a 4th-and-11. Can't wait to get you out to D.C. Diva game and let you.
I know.
Have you met Scott Jackson yet?
No.
Oh, he's a beast. Yeah. Yeah, got to hook you up. Yeah, better hook you up. Maybe eight or nine.
Okay.
Yeah. Started in May.
Now I've seen videos. It's like a smaller arena. It's with women.
And well, there was some indoor we did at there is an indoor facility. Thank God we did that. And that worked out pretty good. But they're playing now. I mean, in Canton, Ohio, at the Hall of Fame game, and it looks weird. From the over the drop because it looks empty. Now, granted, there was a rainstorm. It was delayed about 45 minutes or more because they usually have good crowds. And, of course,
there's some fans on the other side.
Yeah, there's no home team. But they could have done better than that attendance-wise had it not been for the storm. And I'm impressed with the physicality. I mean, they had some teams that were just flat out coming off the ball, man, and drive blocking and doing the things that it takes, returning kicks, punts, the whole 9 yards. It's going to be interesting. This would be great, man. I'm so pulling for that. Because I look at this as a home team in all of our sports, and I just do not want to suck and be in a city that we don't win at anything, or we'd only have one winner. You know, I want to turn that tide around.
Usually the Capitals.
Yeah. Their season... What a joy, but it was more of a individual accomplishment for the grade eight. Because the team fizzled out. You know, they fizzled out. The next winner, I think we think, is the Commanders. And then I'll ask you when we come back, who beyond the Commanders can we expect to see in the winner's circle? We'll be right back. People want to know, I'm getting hit up, my phone is blowing up. They want to know, well, what does Wes think about tonight's game with the Nats? Where's he putting his money at? I said, I don't think Wes is a degenerate. I think he's more along the lines of an intellectual.
Yeah, I'm realistic.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're
I'm a realistic.
So you're not going to go all in tonight, huh?
The Nats, the Nats are not going to hit Joe Ryan. He's having a great season.
Yeah, you were consistent with that 3 hours ago. You know, I thought you was just doing a nail. But no, you were.
Yeah, no, they're struggling dearly.
Yeah.
Hitting. Like, it's bad. Now, I saw a video where a guy was saying that this is the worst Nats team of all time. What do you think about that?
Dude, I was. Well, the Iraq.
Not by record.
Team. I was in on the early buy at RFK, season ticket holder at RFK. And I just loved being in the building, what they have now, Forest Clips.
Well, really, it's like they're a new franchise when they're at RFK. There was hope for the future.
Yeah.
Here it's like you go to a game and you're like, oh, the owner's going to spend money, or are they going to trade my favorite player? I can't even buy a Mackenzie Gore jersey because he's going to be on the Dodgers here in a couple weeks.
Right. That's discouraging, and I have to admit that. That really is. It's and I don't have an answer for it because I don't want to spend another person's money. But I don't know why you would hold on when you're undecided. You're in the middle. You're acting like you don't want to be in. So just get out. And I'm sure it's a lot harder than that. I'm sure there's got to be a tug of war of such within the family. Wouldn't you suspect that?
Well, that, yes. Yeah. And they're also, the reports have been that they're asking for more money than they're going to get.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
But this is like, we'll be in 2027 and then the topic will come up again. Because we were talking about it, like, what, last year? When they were actually, like, publicly talking about selling. Then they closed the book. I think they'll reopen in 2027.
Wow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.